This episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the 22nd day of April 2021, we're going to be talking about a strange, wild, interesting, surreal game that may have ripple effects on how the American League unfolds. Yes, I know it's April, but these games count. And games like this, they stick with you. Meanwhile, we take a look around the league. A future Hall of Famer is padding his resume. And I assure one of my listeners that I have not forgotten about the team that I picked to win the American League pennant. This show is available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're staying at home or talking to your smart device in your car, please don't text and drive. Please still wear your mask. And please tell those devices to play podcasts, Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Yankees with Stacey Gatsoulias, because that show has been really on fire and terrific lately. Great work, Stacey. And also check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball with the brilliant Scott Cullen. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. I am your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, let's first of all take a look at who owned baseball yesterday, what players I gave the MVPs to for their terrific games they had yesterday. Mike Fultonewicz was solid in six innings where the Rangers fell behind, but Fultonewicz kept them in the game, and the Rangers came back with a 7-4 victory. Austin Riley reached base four times, including a home run, scoring three runs to lead the Braves past the Yankees 4-1. Trevor Rogers struck out eight in seven scoreless innings. Marlins shut out the Baltimore Orioles 3-0. Matt Olson homered twice in the Wild 13-12 extra inning win over the Twins. We'll get to that in a second. Josh Donaldson was incredible in that game. He got a half wob for his four hits, including a home run. But the fact that he wasn't at third base at the end played a big part. Francisco Lindor got three hits, including his first home run. Didn't matter. Mets got their butts kicked. Tyler Molly was fantastic. The Reds bullpen was not. And I'm going to give a little bit of a shout out to Tarek Skubal, the starting pitcher who came out of the bullpen to throw three shutout innings to preserve the Tigers' bullpen in the first game of a doubleheader, which they dropped 3-2. But the fresh bullpen took the nightcap from the Pirates 5-2. So you're not going to see that in the box score, but we are going to salute it here because, hey, he did the job he was supposed to do. All right, let's talk about that absolute twilight zone of a game that took place in Oakland, of which I have no evidence is really over at this point. The Twins could not score a run in the first couple of games against the Oakland A's, and so naturally they scored 12 runs on Wednesday afternoon. It was just a weird game. When you look up and see Frankie Montes versus Kenta Maeda, okay, that should be a decent pitching matchup. The answer to that is no. Maeda was awful. Montes was arguably worse. Donaldson home run, get a home run in the first. And then Olson, who was just on fire, homered, and Andrews, and there was a wild pitch. Maeda was all over the place. Then Nelson Cruz hit his first of a couple home runs. All of a sudden, it was 4-3 going into the third. Nice pitcher's duel. Olson homered again. Seth Brown homered again. Everyone was dancing in Oakland that their winning streak was going to go to 11, much like the amps that Spinal Tap used. And then Montas fell apart. He let up another home run to Nelson Cruz. Wild pitch by Van Delken. It was all tied up. Cruz got another RBI. Sergio Romo was awful. Sergio Romo was designated for assignment level awful. Next, you know, it's 10-7. Then Jed Lowry. They did a weird thing where they Jed Lowry came in to pinch hit. They brought in Taylor Rogers to turn him around, and Jed Lowry got a double. So therefore, their strategy fell apart. And then Matt Olson almost tied the game with a double. And it was Byron Buxton who made an incredible catch to save the game. And then Chapman got a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie the game. Then they did the stupid ghost runner. Byron Buxton hit a two-run home run. Should have been a solo shot, but it was a two-run home run. Okay. And then came the 10th. The Twins were about to win 12-10. You score 12 runs, you should win the game. Call me old-fashioned. You score 12 runs, you win the game. And Colome, who was in, I think, his 40th inning of work, got two quick outs. Even with Ghost Runner on second. Okay? Two quick outs. Biscotti, fly ball. Sean Murphy struck him out. Walk Seth Brown. Okay, fine. Tony Kemp came in a pinch run. Andrews walked. Oh, okay, now you got the bases loaded. Okay, on a 3-2 count, he walks Elvis Andrews. Okay, then Mark Canna grounds out to end the game, and the Twins won. Except it was bobbled by the second baseman, who was Blankenhorn. Now, here's the thing that happened. And kids watching at home, be careful how you pinch run. Because Josh Donaldson had a fantastic game, had a spectacular game. And he was pinch run for. How did that work out? Actually, I have to relook at the scorecard here. Yeah, Blankenhorn came in to run for Donaldson as the ghost runner on second. Okay, so they figured, hey, we're going to put in Blankenhorn instead of Josh Donaldson, and therefore we're going to have a faster guy. There you go. You've removed Donaldson and his bat that went 4-for-6 with a home run, just to be cute with your ghost runner. All right? And it didn't matter because Buxton homered, so it wouldn't matter if you had someone in a wheelchair at second base. But now you no longer had Donaldson. You put Blankenhorn at second. You move Luis Arraez from second to third. So you've weakened your defense and you've weakened your offense. And both of the defensive changes came back to bite the Twins. It was Blankenhorn. I think they called him Blankenship before. I'm sorry. Blankenhorn. Well, it doesn't matter because he played so badly, it doesn't matter. Bobbled a ball that could have ended the game. And then Luis Arraez, who had been playing second base all day, threw the ball past the first baseman, letting the tying and winning run score. And now the A's are on a 11-game winning streak. And, you know, they're absolutely, everyone's going bananas in Oakland because the team that started the season in a grotesque slump are now, they can't be beaten. They can't be beaten even when they beat themselves. Even when they ground out in back-to-back plays, game-ending groundouts, they can't even be beaten then. And now they have Thursday off. They're heading to Baltimore. And Baltimore, who's not, you know, off to a horrible start, they stink. As talent-wise, they stink. And the A's should be able to pick at least two games out of from Baltimore as they're picking themselves up. Remember when they started the season 0-6? They're now 12-7. They're 12-1 since that awful start. And the Minnesota Twins, who, you know, a lot of people pick them to win to repeat as Central Champions or at least be a big-time playoff contender. They are in a big-time slide right now because they started the season 5-2, and now they are 6-12. That's right. That's right. They have won one of their last 10 games. Now, it is always early. It is very early, of course. It's never a bad time to lose It's never a bad time to win 11 games in a row, and it's never a good time to lose 9 out of 10, especially when you're trying to, you know, pad your win total against contenders. So the thing I'm going to bring up is, I talked all day the other day in the podcast about how the American League is going to be razor thin. One game is going to separate one team from the postseason or not. I think that there's going to be so many teams that are going to have a shot at between 85 to 90 wins that really every single close win here or there that you look back to, they say, oh, I'm glad we got that win. Oh, if we only could have that, could really be the difference between whether or not you're a playoff team or playing golf in October. And if you're the Minnesota Twins, and you're going to be in a very, very strange battle for the American League Central with probably Chicago, probably Cleveland, but hey, Kansas City's still hanging around, and Detroit's not been terrible so far. There is no dominant team in there at one point. I'm going to talk about the team that I still think is going to win the Central. If you look back and you say, we had a game where we scored 12 freaking runs and in back-to-back plays got the team to ground out to end the game and we still couldn't win it. That's, and you lose the a playoff spot by a game, all the attention is going to be on any close games they play in August and September. But remember this game in April. I'm going to bookmark this. And if the Twins are hanging on for dear life for a playoff spot, or the A's have the slimmest of leads to get into the playoffs, we will remember the afternoon of April 21st because this game was so freaking weird. And this is the type of game that you should be talking about all the time. And do you know what? A great place to talk about sports is on Locker Room. And this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. It's the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download. And once you're in, you can talk with me. You can talk to other fans. You can talk to athletes, insiders in real time about your favorite team, whatever wild game is going to be going on. I've hosted one. I'm going to be hosting some more. And you can finally join into the conversation you listen to here every single day. All right? You'll find fans that are just like you in Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns. I'm sure there's more than a few talking about that wild game yesterday. And you can talk with me when you have a chance to be featured on the Locked On MLB podcast in our future Locker Room conversations. Here's what you got to do is you got to download the free Locker Room app now. Currently available in all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the Locked On MLB group for the latest league updates. And if you follow me at Sully Baseball, you'll be notified when my room goes live. I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to be talking about some of the upcoming pennant races probably this weekend. Okay? So keep your eye out for it. And I'll see you there. Locker Room is changing the way that we talk about sports. You know, you got to think about some of these teams that are going to be on the cusp of contention. They got to be thinking about popping the hood, making some changes to their engines, just like you may need to for your car. But where do you go to get parts for your car? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody. It doesn't require membership or an account login. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, even a new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks. Delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection and reliably low prices. All the parts you ever need will be at rockauto.com. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Locked On NFL draft coverage. Now, look at this year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live three-day coverage of the NFL Draft on April 29th through May 1st. Okay, let's take a little look around the league, shall we? Because it was an interesting day of baseball. And let's go to one of the big names, which is Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer recently passed Cy Young on the all-time list for strikeouts. Last night he passed Mike Mussina. Soon he'll shoot ahead of Mickey Lolich. I didn't know he was that high up. And being the top 20 all-time strikeout artists. Now, the future Hall of Famer got the 1-0 win against St. Louis, lowered his ERA to 1.80. And MLB.com mentioned that he might be a trade candidate if the Nats fall out of contention. And they got injuries to Strasburg and awful starts by Corbin and Ross. It's made the Nats not exactly eye-popping out of the gate. I think there's too much talent there to give up, especially with John Lester working his way back to health. I'm not sure if the Nats are going to be sellers or not, but the Cubs certainly want to be. They spoiled Francisco Lindor's first Mets homer with a 16-4 blowout. Javier Baez got a big blow in that. And hey, look at former Giants World Series champion utility man Matt Duffy going 3-for-4. Make an offer to the Cubs. He could be yours. Now, on any other day, the Rays and Royals game would have been the craziest of that day. But this was the day we had that lunacy that happened in Oakland. In that game, you had Wendell and Lau. Was it Lau or Low? I need a chart to remind myself. They got the Rays up early. Soler helped Casey come back. Nicky Lopez did a safety squeeze to tie the game. I love that the Royals still run. And Salvador Perez, who seems like he has 14 walk-off hits this season already, ended the 9-8 game with a single. The Royals won 9-8. They remained in first over the snowed-out White Sox and Indians. The Rays couldn't pick up a game on the Red Sox, who could not get that big hit, while the next generation bunch in Toronto opened it up. Bo Bichette, Vlad Jr., they drove in runs. Biggio and Gurriel scored. Dads everywhere were proud. Toronto won over Boston 6-3. Another Bay Area wild game. The Phillies had an incredible comeback against the Giants. Weird back-and-forth game. Phillies up early. Giants tied it. Bryce Harper tied it in the eighth. Andrew Knapp walked it off in the ninth. The Phillies are at break even. They trail the Mets by three. Philly has Thursday off. The Giants fall to 11-7, and they move on to play Miami today. Speaking of the Fish, Miami shut out Baltimore 3-0, and Trevor Rogers was terrific. And Jesus Aguilar's two-run double was the big blow. All the runs were scored in just one inning. 3-0 was the final. The Marlins, remember, playoff team last year, hovering around 500. The Pirates are also hovering around 500. They split a doubleheader with the Tigers. I know 8-10 is not exactly an eye-popping record for the Buccos, but a lot of people thought the Pirates were going to come out of the gate looking like a dumpster fire. So 8-10's not horrible. At least it's not completely out of it going into May. The Astros started the season on fire. They won 6 of their first 7 to begin. Well, now they've dropped 9 of their last 10. They're kind of like the Twinkies there. And they got stopped by Trevor Story and the Rockies. Story got a 2-run double, is one of the big blows. The Astros got good production from Bregman and Gurriel. It's a good day for the Gurriel brothers, but Urquidy got hit hard in the first 2 innings, and the Rockies didn't look back. Now, again, I know it's early, but what should be disturbing to Astros fans is that the Astros have dropped 5 games to the Tigers and the Rockies, two teams that have virtually no shot. And this is a team that has images of a division title dancing in their head, and this is when they should be padding their win total, not going on a slide. And the Astros got to face a big test as the Angels are showing up. And Mike Trout is finding his swing. Mike Trout homered on Wednesday, raised his average to 393, but his OPS is at 1.311. The Angels' bullpen just collapsed to Texas. Garcia hit a 3-run home run, stunned the Angels, 7-4 victory for Texas. But the Angels and the Astros are going to clash starting today. Talk about teams that started great and faded. The Reds put two more losses on the board yesterday. They finished a suspended game with the D-backs for an L. Then they blew a wonderful Tyler Molly start. The Reds took a 3-0 lead to the ninth. And Arizona's Josh Van Meter homered to tie the game. And then the Snakes recorded 5 in the 10th for the 8-5 victory. And don't look now, but the Brewers are in first place thanks to their wonderful pitching. Their pitching's been fantastic across the board. Jace Peterson's home run paced the Brewers early, and they doubled up San Diego in their victory. And the Padres fell to 10-10. Now, of course, you take a look at records, you have to understand where it fits in the grand scheme of things. The Padres and the Pirates are tied in the loss column. Is there a single soul on planet Earth who think that the Padres and the Pirates will end with a similar win-loss total? I don't know. Probably not. But the Padres have to dust themselves off because they have to get ready for their rematch with the Los Angeles Dodgers, which starts tonight. That's going on right now. Going to start tonight. So that's a look around of baseball on Wednesday, previewing Thursday. And a lot of good games there. I can't predict them. I don't know where they're all going to go. But if you want to bet on them, I recommend going to Bet Online. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You've got the NBA playoffs are coming up. You've got the Stanley Cup Finals are coming up. You've got baseball in full swing. You've got Bet Online covering awards. Go Oscars. Go Jim Lebrecht, nominated for an Academy Award. My buddy. TV shows. Reality TV. You got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best place to put your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. Promo code LOCKEDON. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price point. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings that are going to bring joy to that special person's life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a great conversation piece. They're the perfect way to light up that special person's life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search for the word 10x10. The collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly price so you can give them something special and something meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring that they'll treasure forever, you're going to love this and you're going to want to check it out. They're not going to be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 at BlueNile.com. Hey, it's going to be time for the mock NFL draft, and you're going to see it's happening right here. It's right now. The ultimate mock draft presented by Locked On and Odyssey is happening right now, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaCofora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team are making trades, picking the next stars for their teams. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. Hey, I'm going to give a shout out to a listener who her Twitter handle and her Twitter identity make me smile. She's a White Sox fan who's at LittlePain35, not to be confused with BigHurt35. I like that. And I say, oh, her name's Katie Casey. Okay, her name's Katie Casey, and she's a White Sox fan. And then I took two steps back. Katie Casey. Do you know where that name Katie Casey comes from? Katie Casey is the name of the main character of a song that you have sung your whole life. Katie Casey was baseball mad. She had the fever, and she had it bad. It's a story. There's a song from the early 20th century about a girl named Katie Casey who was a rabid baseball fan, and when boys wanted to ask her out to take her to the theaters, she had no desire to go there. She did not want to go to a show. And her refrain to the boys was the chorus to the song about Katie Casey, the woman baseball fan, which at the time, being a woman baseball fan, was kind of unusual. And the chorus to the song about Katie Casey going out on dates to the baseball game was, "Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks." You've heard of that song, right? That song's about Katie Casey. So when I saw that I have a listener named Katie Casey with Little Pain 35 as her name, you know what? I gave her a salute, and she gave me some guff because I talked about the American League the other day for over half an hour, and I didn't bring up her White Sox. And she called me out on that. And she was probably right about that. But what I would like to do is to assure Katie Casey that her little pain is not going to turn into a big hurt by any way, stretch of the imagination. Yeah, it might be strange to talk about the White Sox today because they didn't play yesterday because they got snowed because the Indians play on the planet of Hoth, and they're not playing today. And it is strange because they're even 500 after 18 games, which is weird because they seem to have had a ton of highlights. What with your man Mercedes coming up with an unbelievable start to the season and seeing the no-hitter being thrown by Carlos Rodon. But not all has been good news with the White Sox. The bullpen has been suspect. Liam Hendricks has not exactly been the lights-out closer they were hoping for. Neither Dallas Keuchel nor Lucas Giolito have been dominant out of the gate. Lance Lynn is injured. And the person who I thought was going to win the Rookie of the Year, Andrew Vaughn, has been, well, let's just be kind and call him slumping out of the gate. Plus, the Jimenez injury has left a hole in their outfield, which they're hoping to be filled by Vaughn eventually. Moncada has struggled, and there was some struggling going on by Abreu as well. Here's the deal. I picked the Chicago White Sox to win the American League pennant. And I'm standing by that pick. And I think there's a couple things I'm thinking about in terms of why I'm still confident about them. Now, look at what happened. They were going to have to piece together a bunch of things, a bunch of maybe use an opener here or there, or try to, you know, cobble together a pitching staff in the series against Cleveland. But with the off day they had on Monday, the snow out yesterday, no game scheduled today, the White Sox have the opportunity to take a step back, take a breath, and now they have their entire starting rotation all lined up, ready to go. Keuchel, Cease, Giolito, Rodon, everyone's on full rest now. Everyone's had a moment to breathe. Everyone's had a moment to recharge. And they're going to be going to play Texas. They're going to be playing Detroit before they go back to Cleveland. Cleveland's coming to Chicago. They've had an unexpectedly hard start to the season, playing teams like Seattle and Kansas City and Boston, teams that were not expected to be good out of the gate, who were very tough. And yeah, they had to have that weird schedule where they had to have the doubleheader in Boston and then the Patriots Day game. Yeah, they've had a bunch of games all piled up on top of each other. And by doing so, they can now take a step back and relax because Abreu's bat's starting to heat up. I don't believe that Giolito and Keuchel are going to continue to pitch ineffectively. You know, Giolito's ERA was partially bolstered by the fact that he had to pitch the Patriots Day game, and he was pitching in the morning. And also, they're only a few games behind the Royals. All this has gone wrong for the White Sox so far, and they're still break even and still one weekend away from leapfrogging the Kansas City Royals. And the Royals, a team that I think are going to be fun, and I thought they're going to be certainly improved and probably a contender in a mediocre American League, they have a negative run differential in first place. They've had a bunch of wins where Salvador Perez had to come in to the rescue. This is a beatable team. No team is running away with it. We saw the Twins are floundering. The Indians are weird. The Tigers are a non-contender. And the Royals are winning a lot of games with smoke and mirrors and fun. And they could probably be a contender. But when everything falls into place, do you really think the White Sox are a 500 team? Much like, do you think the Padres are a 500 team? The two teams I picked to go to the World Series. Katie Casey, do not worry. When you are taken out to the ball game, the White Sox are going to be a contender. Things are going to come together. Things will gel. And they will probably be in the running to pick up another bat and another glove and another pitcher along the way. Hell, there may be an exodus from the north to the south. Pick up Matt Duffy, pick up Jake Arrieta, and boom. The White Sox are running, and the Cubs get to sell off the players like they're so desperate to do. When you consider so many things have gone wrong, injury-wise, schedule-wise, and some of those comeback wins that the Angels had against the White Sox early in the year, and the Red Sox victory against the White Sox on Patriots Day and all this, and the series against Seattle and all of that, when all that comes to pass, and they're still, right now, a decent winning streak away from climbing to first, I don't think there's a reason to worry. I think this is going to be one of the teams that's going to win in around 90 games, because stuff has gone wrong, and it's not so bad. And it won't become a big hurt. So everyone, enjoy a Thursday of baseball. I can't wait to see the rematch of LA and San Diego. That should be a lot of fun. And it's going to be a big test for San Diego to come into LA and see how this unfolds. So follow us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Locked On MLB for the 22nd day of April 2021. I'm yours, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.